But I did want to dig in a little more deeply into the idea of a fund, and I'm curious, like, what is that conversation like there? Is it, I would imagine it's not an easy one, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think, so, you know, the logic behind loss and damage is that the countries that are experiencing the worst impacts of climate change are not the countries that have contributed most to emissions, right? Pakistan's current level of emissions is less than 1% of, like, the global annual total. The emissions from the entire continent of Africa are less than 4% of the global total, and yet that continent is experiencing some of the worst impacts of climate change.
Wow.
Yeah, and they say, like, we're suffering, right? We're suffering in very real ways. Lives are being lost. Livelihoods are being destroyed from a problem we didn't cause. And the U.S. and the EU combined are responsible for about half of all of the, more than half of all of the carbon that's in the atmosphere from human activities since the Industrial Revolution began. And so they say, you know, there's an obligation, a moral obligation. Some people would argue a legal obligation for the U.S. and the EU and other, you know, high-emitting countries to provide some financial compensation for the damage that climate change has caused. And that's obviously quite fraught, right, because the damage that climate change causes is amounts in the trillions. The bill keeps getting higher with every year that we fail to reduce emissions. And wealthy nations are quite worried about the idea of being held liable for all of that damage, particularly the U.S. They've argued for years, you know, really trying to tweak the language around loss and damage that winds up in these agreements to, you know, clarify that it doesn't imply compensation and it doesn't imply liability.
Where is this conversation right now about an actual fund? Where's that money going to come from? What are some of the ideas that are being discussed right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the most interesting, although quite politically challenging, ideas that's out there is actually something that was raised by the UN Secretary General himself, which is that he has called for nations to tax windfall profits of fossil fuel companies and direct that money towards a loss and damage fund. I mean, I've been talking to a lot of people about loss and damage. Certainly, you know, one of the most compelling voices is the lead negotiator for Pakistan, Ambassador Munir Akram, who also happens to be the chair of the G77, this group of developing nations. You know, the chair of these negotiating groups rotates, and this is, happens to be Pakistan's turn. But Ambassador Akram is actually from Sindh, which is one of the provinces that was hardest hit by these floods.